telling go somewhere with my wife, and then I'm like, no, actually she's mine. And there are women there. I'm like, how would you do that? So Abraham, he goes to Egypt where there are women there, and then he says, you should say you are my sister. And guess what? His son Isaac did the same. His son also told his wife to say, you know what? You're going to say you are my sister. The son of Isaac, Jacob, lied also to his father now. He says, I am Esau. The father said, no. He said, no, check me. He even wears the skin of an animal. He says, check me now, I am Esau. It doesn't end there. His children also, 11 of them, lied to the father to say, our brother Joseph was killed where they sold him. They even took his gown and put and killed a lamb and took the blood and put on the gown. Took the gown to their father and said, you see the blood on the gown? He has been eaten by a lion. I don't know if you're getting it. So you see something moving as a pattern in the family. And now imagine some of you here. You look at your father, your uncles. No one is a millionaire. Nobody. And you come from that family. And you're wondering, wherever you put money, there is no success. How is the enemy getting into your business? There is a gate of the bloodline. He is using what happens in your family to get into you. Somebody say, close the gate. My God, I'm talking to somebody right here that I want you to understand this. This is so serious. Imagine there are people who nobody is happy in marriages. Nobody is happy in marriages. And you are there, you're also born there, and you're born again. The reason why you are born again in that family is for you to be a watcher. Amen. Is to stop the enemy from advancing in your family. That's why so many people's faith doesn't work. They say, I've got faith. I'm a new creation. I'm born again. You are born again. Yeah. What did Jesus Christ say? He said, watch and pray. He wants you to be a watcher. Can't you see what's happening in your families? There are things that are getting into you, not because they're supposed to get into you, but it's what happens in your family. There is a familiar spirit. This spirit gets into your family and it knows your family. I'm going to tell you somebody right here. So there are families where you find that people have got BP. As I'm talking to you with your tongues, it also attacked you. Some say, I'm commanding it out. So I stand at the gate of the bloodline. I evict the enemy. I command the enemy out. Imagine, what wrong did you do? Nothing. But it's because it's in your family. It's on you now. Imagine, check around sugar, diabetes. Doctors who agree with me, such sicknesses, they move in the blood. It's a threat. Am I talking to you? It's a threat. The enemy now is hitting you with a sickness, not because you are wrong, but because that sickness moves in the what? In the family. And the enemy is using the sickness in you. What was the gate? Your bloodline. He got into you because it happens in your family. Until you watch and stand at the gate of your bloodline and stop the enemy, you will still be coming. Somebody said, by the power of God Almighty and by the authority given upon me, I rebuke the enemy on the gates, on the bloodline gates. He will never see me again. Are you here? Let me show you something. Because it's happening in your family, it must not happen to you. So I'm here. So the bloodline gate, it is being created tonight. So the enemy is getting hold of you because of your what? Your blood. Not because you're the hard worker. Imagine you have got a degree. Imagine some of you have got businesses, but your life is a mess. You have got dates, you don't even know who to talk to. What formed you through the bloodline? We are standing at that gate tonight. And we are commanding it in the name of Jesus. It is coming out. I disconnect you from any bloodline. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. That's how we handle warfare. So imagine you just say, I've got faith. You'd be wondering that with your faith, it's like you're moving forward, you're moving backwards. And you'd be wondering, why is my life like this? There is a gate. There is a gate in the spirit. The enemy uses it. Am I talking to you? You know what Jesus Christ said? He said, if your eye is causing you to sin. In other words, what's the gate of that sin? It's your eye. He says, if it's your hand that is causing you to sin, chop it out. In other words, what's the gate of your sin? It's your hand. What was he trying to say? He was trying to say there are gates in life through which the enemy uses them as access to you. Cut them off. Touch your hand and say in the name of Jesus. I disconnect myself from every bloodline access through which the enemy is using. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. I want us to go to Judges chapter 1. We're going to read verse 4 to 7.
Then Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand. And they killed 10,000 men at Bezek. And they found Adoni Bezek in Bezek, and found against him, and fought against him. And they defeated the Canaanite and the Perizzites. Then Adoni Bezek fled, and they pursued him and caught him and cut off his thumbs and big toes. And Adoni Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off used to gather scraps under my table, as I have done. So God has repaid me. Then they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died.
Wait, there's never been like this fighter, the whole world, until today. The man who captured 70 presidents, 70 kings, and he made them to be the ones gathering scraps at his table. Anything that has fallen from his table, kings who he captured through battles, were the ones saving him. How many kings?
Seven.
Now come on, I want everybody else to answer this question. How many kings?
Seven.
And he thought he would do the same with Judah. Oh, you didn't hear me. My God. I'm trying to talk to somebody, right? And Judah came after him. The fact that you did it to my other family members does not mean you will do the same to me. I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. If you did it to other people, it's other people. I have made a choice. Not me. Somebody say, not me. So the Bible says, Karus prantakapa. Somebody say, Adoni Bezek. A king that captured 70 other kings and made them servants in his house. Not only that, but he cut their thumbs
and their toes.
Cut them off. And Judah came after him. And when he ran, they pursued him and captured him. After capturing him, right? They cut also his thumbs and his what? It is him who confessed to say, what you have done to me,
I've been doing it.
They didn't even know. What you are doing to me is what I was doing to the 70 kings.
God has repaired
me. And tonight God told me there will be an anointing of revenge.
You touch me.
What the enemy has done to you,
yes,
we are doing to the enemy.
Yes.
We cut off his fingers.
Yes.
We capture the enemy.
Yes.
If he did to other people,
not,
he will not do it to you.
Yes.
Somebody say, I cast you out.
I cast you out. Touch me, I touch you.
Now imagine the enemy has destroyed marriages in your bloodline. He has destroyed people's destinies in your bloodline. Destroyed people's projects in your bloodline. As I'm speaking, I've got cousins, brothers who are looking like useless and foolish. Because the enemy says no one will rise in this family. He has done to the 70 others, but not you. Amen. It ends tonight.
Yes.
Somebody said it ends tonight.
It ends tonight.
When Judah did that to Adon Bezek, guess what? The 70 kings were fled. The deliverance of the 70 kings was in the hands of Judah. The deliverance of your other family members is in your hands. You are the one who come after that spirit. You spirit of poverty that has destroyed my bloodline. You are coming out today. There are diseases that are locating you because of your bloodline. Somebody says, stand at the gate.
I stand at the
gate. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes.
Because we spoke about it to say the one who stands at the gate, your responsibility is to what? To watch. Who's coming in? And who's what? Access is in the hands of the one at the gate. So if the enemy managed to push what has been happening in your family to you, it means who was controlling the gate? Is it you or the enemy? Now I'm asking again. If the enemy managed to push what has been happening to your bloodline, to your family members, also to happen to you, it means who was on the gate? Is it you or the enemy? Is it the enemy? Can you hear me? Are you hearing me, somebody?
Yes.
Say, by the power of God Almighty,
I take my position.
I rebuke the enemy.
I am a watcher.
I am watching.
Day and night.
From tonight. Whatsoever is trying to come to my direction, I rebuke. Now let's go back to Isaiah chapter 21, verse 8. Now you understand that scripture properly. What did he say? When he was told to find a watcher, what did he say?
Then he cried, "A lion, my Lord, I stand continually on the watchtower in the daytime. I have sat at my post every night."
That's it. That's what we want to do. Stand at your post. Be a watcher. Watch over your gates. The gates of your time. Who's controlling my events? Why this delay? Why this almost? Why this stagnation? There is somebody on my gate of time. I rebuke him. And then there are certain things happening around you. They are not just happening to you. They are in your bloodline. They are happening in your family. Also, you watch and say, this is in the family. There is something that the enemy is using. There is a door through which these things are having access to me. I'm not talking to you. There is a what? There is a door, there is a gate through which these problems are having access to me. And we need to close that gate. Now, so what do we do? I'm about to give you something here that's very nice and testy. Are you ready for this one? Aha. So the Bible says, how we do the bloodline problems. The Bible says in the Old Testament, not in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, the Bible says if one person in the family lineage is having a particular problem of that nature, the Bible says take him to the gate and kill him at the gate. Well, the Bible says that. Remember in the Old Testament, when you have got a spirit, they were not killing the spirit. They were handling you and the spirit together. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 21, verse 19.
Let's go.
To 21. Can you read it?
Let's go. Then his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city.
Now that's the family, right? Those are family members. shall take their own child. If this child has got a certain spirit, a strange spirit, their parents are supposed to take that child. Go ahead. And take him what?
And bring him out to the elders of his city, to the gate of his city.
Yeah. We handle such issues at the gate, my friend. Continue reading.
And they shall say to the elders of his city, this son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey your voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Then all the men of his city shall stone him to death with his stones. So you shall put away the evil from among you.
Exactly.
And all Israel shall hear and fear.
Now let me explain. So that was the Old Testament way of handling drama. You didn't hear me. That was the Old Testament way of handling family what? Drama. Parents would say this child is stubborn. So they would take the child. And not just the take the child somewhere. No. Take the child by the gate. Say with me, there is something at the gate. And when they shall take the child at the gate, says it right there, they shall speak, they shall pronounce to say this child is stubborn. This child does not listen. This child is rebellious. This child does not obey. Therefore, we are killing him. Then they shall stone him there. But in the New Testament, what this would mean is you shall find out the spirit in your family that is rebellious. The spirit that is stubborn. We have prayed, we have fasted for financial breakthrough. The spirit is not coming out. It means we are dealing with the what? In the family, we are dealing with the what? Stubborn spirit. You will now not take the whole child of yours. No, you're only going to get the spirit. Say now, in the name of Jesus, the stubborn spirit in my son, I bind you and I put you at the gate. And I stone you there. Are you not getting it? Every spirit that is moving in your family bloodline, we will handle it at the gate. Somebody shout, we'll meet at the gate. There are things happening. Scripture says it. It says when there is a problem in the family, take that problem at the gate and deal with it. So right now, I take every spirit in my family. I want you to repeat what I'm saying. I take every spirit in my family.
I take every spirit in my family.
That is in my bloodline.
That is my bloodline.
I pursue this spirit.
I pursue this spirit.
To the gates.
To the gates.
Every bloodline spirit.
Every bloodline spirit.
I command you now.
I command you now.
You are evicted.
You are evicted.
I cast you out from my children.
And I cast you out from my children.
From my finances.
From my finances.
From my career.
From my career.
From my calling.
From my calling.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every spirit.
Every spirit.
That has access towards me.
That has access towards me.
Through my mind.
Through my mind.
Through my thinking.
Through my thinking.
My reasoning.
My reasoning.
I stop the access tonight.
I stop the access tonight.
I stop the access now.
I stop the access now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every access.
Every access.
Of bloodline.
Of bloodline.
Be it sickness.
Be it sickness.
Be it delay.
Be it delay.
Be it stagnation.
Be it stagnation.
Be it limitation.
Be it limitation.
I stop you now.
I stop you now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
At the gate of the bloodline.
At the gate of the bloodline.
I stop you now.
I stop.
Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray.